You know, I after the song.
Okay.
After the song, I said, "Wow, do I have to follow that? I mean, how are you going to do that?" But then I turned it around, so it opened up my heart a little more. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
I think I'm anticipating bringing that to the talk. I'm excited now about it. Thank you so much. It was 6 months ago or more when you asked. I know Connie mostly from the Abe meetups, right? We're Abers, okay? So from the Abe meetup. And at the end of one of the meetups, Connie asked if I'd do another presentation here. We had done a couple, and it was always inspiring. And I said, sure, happy to do that. And so at that moment of time, I said, well, how come Connie asked me at that time and not the time before, or, you know, whatever? I said, well, maybe it was because at the Abe group, we bring quotes, and then we talk about them, and you probably all know. So I looked back, and I said, well, what was the main theme? What were the themes of that meeting? Maybe Connie picked up on a theme and asked me at that moment. This is in my mind, you know, I'm thinking. So I looked back, and I said, well, the theme I felt in those quotes were hope, faith, belief, and knowing. And I said, the path to whom we really are. Now, it was only a little while later that Connie mentioned, it's about this chapter, which is okay. And then you brought up the book, and Ernest is great. I love Ernest Holmes. I've always said, you know, it's the same source, it's the same downloads, we just interpret it a little bit different, but it's the same, okay? So I always love Ernest Holmes. And I hope you'll be okay. I say Ernest, it's no disrespect, it just feels so close rather than Holmes. I always say Ernest. And if it doesn't bother you, I just say Ernest, okay. So, I'm a homeopathic physician. So I give various talks on homeopathic medicine, and I'll usually open up a talk with some kind of philosophical, spiritual kind of entrance. This is what I like to do. So a while back, there's several speeches, and one I had opened up, it was called Everyday Miracles. That was the name of this talk. And so this is the first paragraph or chapter in that particular talk, which went on to homeopathic things for this thing. I said, we live in a vibrationally based universe. Our senses, sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, perceive only the outcome of our thoughts and feelings. The outcome can be changed by changing the vibration of the thoughts and the feelings behind them. In a religious setting, faith gives power to expectation, to change to a more empowering, loving vibration. Only to those of little faith are miracles truly miraculous. Abraham says belief and expectation are of the same wavelength. When you believe in something, you naturally expect it to happen. So children are the best examples of this. They think about something they want and they immediately go for it or ask for it as if it's supposed to be there for them. And it is. Doesn't the good book say, ask and thou shalt receive? Mm-hmm. Children are still strongly connected to source.
Yeah.
Ernest said, and this was in the last page of that chapter, Ernest said, in this respect, we should regain in our consciousness that spontaneity which we had as a child. We must awaken ourselves and rediscover the lost paradise. Find within us that child who was not afraid of the universe in which he lived, who did not deny himself or his God. And I love this line from a Hallmark film. It was some uptight executive went and met this lovely other lady, you know, who was more spontaneous, stuff like that, and he was getting to like this kind of thing. And he said to her one time, he said, tell me about this spontaneity. He said, I'm kind of liking it. Tell me more about it. And she said, spontaneity is the exquisite freedom of the unexpected. Ooh, I love that. Spontaneity is the exquisite freedom of the unexpected. I remember Deepak Chopra saying, we need to be more childlike. Not childish, but childlike. Just like Ernest said. Remember that children still believe in, as Abraham says, ask and it is given. But remember, you can't manifest outside your belief system. So in the Abraham groups and philosophy, she has the emotional scale, which goes from fear, sadness, anger, frustration, up, then hope, optimism, positive expectation, belief, enthusiasm, happiness, you know, up from fear and to highest being love, appreciation, joy, kindness. That's the source, is love and appreciation and kindness. Now remember, source is omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful, and omnipresent everywhere. When we line up with the vibration of source, when we know we are one with source, then we have the attributes of source. Wouldn't you like to be omniscient and omnipotent and all-present? Well, maybe not all-present, or maybe yes, but the others, sure. Ernest said, the universal mind contains all knowledge. It's the potential ultimate of all things. To it, all things are possible. Well, you have to live in the vibrational frequency of source energy to share these attributes. Source is not coming down to our lower frequencies. It doesn't work that way. You have to find a better thought, a thought that feels better. We have to find a way to move up this vibrational scale. Don't you want to think the best possible thought in the moment? The thought that most, that the thought most aligned or connected to the vibration of source. You see, we get what we think about, whether we like it or not. Ernest said, life is a mirror and will reflect back to the thinker what he thinks into it. What is reflected back to us is preceded by the vibrations that we emanate. So why not emanate more positive vibrations right from the beginning? You know, I always say, we wake up, we're above ground, it's a good day. Be thankful, right? Appreciative of it, right? Abraham often says that, what, in a way she says, what a delicious and wonderful thing, what delicious and wonderful thing is waiting for me around the next corner. Wow. On a church marquee, that church is right near our house, and we pass by it all the time, and on church marquee it said, live each moment as if something wonderful is about to happen. Ooh. Now those vibrations, when you're living that, ooh, that feels good. So let's stay in the best possible thought that we can, that something wonderful is about to happen. So find a way to move to a higher vibration, even if it's just a little higher, anywhere on the emotional scale. It took me a long time in doing the Abraham work to realize this particular point. It says, you know, we can't go from sadness to joy in a moment's time. You know, quantum leaps just don't work. And we've maybe all had occasional that's happened, right? But most of the time it just doesn't. So asking somebody who was sad to be joyful, you know, it takes a little time. You have to work on it. So the quantum leaps are few and far between. So going from anger to just a little less anger releases resistance. Just as going from irritability to frustration releases a little resistance. So it's just a little bit that you go up releases resistance. And the conscious release of resistance is the start of allowing you to get a little closer to the vibrational essence of source. I remember Tony Robbins saying, at the moment the decision, your destiny has changed. Your conscious decision to change to a better feeling thought releases resistance and starts you on a course towards a closer connection to source. Abraham calls it closing the gap between who you are in the now and who you really are. And it's a quote right from Abraham. It says, what happens is you just feel a little better, and you feel a little better, and you feel a little better. You feel a little bit about this, a little better about that. You feel a little better about money. You feel a little better about your body. You feel a little better about your mate. You feel a little better about the weather. You feel a little better about your friends. You feel a little better about this and a little better about that. And before you know it, you feel a little better. You just feel a little better. Well, but some of you say, but I'm not always tuned in and tapped in and turned on, and I don't always know. How do I know what I'm feeling? And we say that's what your work is. Your work is to figure out what you're feeling, and from where you are, wherever it is, find the best feeling thought that you can. And when that is your mantra, and it's the only one you need, today I'm going to look for things to feel good, to feel good about. I'm going to do my best to feel as good as I can feel whenever I'm consciously aware that I'm feeling at all. I'm just going to feel as good as I can from where I am, as that is your eternal quest. So Ernest said, the individual who can learn how to consciously change their thinking process can remold their destiny. Mm-hmm. See how they say the same things? It's the same download, the same source, the same thing.
Okay. Could you read that line again?
The individual who can learn how to consciously change their thinking process can remold their destiny. Well, some of us take the hard way. You know, we let circumstances and emotions build to such a crescendo. You feel lost and totally overwhelmed. Who hasn't been there at times, right? And you feel just totally overwhelmed. And finally you say, I give up. I can't do this anymore. God help me. This is the total release of resistance, giving yourself over to a higher power. And what does God say to you back? He says, what took you so long? The good book says, you are in this world, but not of this world. We are both physical and spiritual beings, the main part being spiritual, our inner being. And where does the spirit reside? In the heart space. From the Daily Groove, it's a blog. If anybody doesn't know that one, that's a really nice blog about children. And I think he must be a neighbor to be doing that blog remark. So in the Daily Blog, it said, the feeling of relief always indicates that your thoughts are coming into alignment with your heart's desire. And emotions like love and appreciation indicate total alignment. Release leads to a sense of relief. It does. So our job is to release and release and release to get a little higher and a little higher vibration. Our job is to get to the upper half of the emotional scale, which starts with hope. Hope is the first truly positive emotional vibration. Once you get to hope, it's so much easier to see the light at the end of the tunnel. In a homeopathic talk I gave several years ago, I ended with a case in which I said a simple phone call of encouragement gave the patient hope. This is what I believe started the patient on his way to recovery. I said, hope is the doorway to the powerful benevolence of the universe. It is there for the asking. You're in Mark 11:24. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe you have already received it, and it is yours. There's a Unity prayer song, which I think is it Jimmy wrote the song, the song. Unity prayer song, which says, it's a bit very quick. You know, I can't say it, but I have to sing it. Pardon me, please. Okay, it comes up. So here's too quick. It says, our thoughts are prayers, and we are always praying. Our thoughts are prayers, listen to what you're saying. Seek a higher consciousness, a world of peacefulness, and know that God is always there, and every thought becomes a prayer. Oh, I love that. Abraham says that, quote, when you're hoping for something, you're still in that phase where it's vibrationally complete. You're mostly thinking in the direction of what you want rather than what you don't want. But the manifestation hasn't started showing itself yet. But if you stay in that hopeful place long enough, now manifestations begin to show themselves to you, and now you begin to believe. When you begin hoping for something, and then you start noticing what comes from that, then you begin believing. And when you start noticing what comes from that, then before long, knowing is easy. So to put into context what faith is, this is from Abraham. Faith is believing it will happen, even though you don't have the evidence that it's happening. Abraham often puts it in the context in this way. So if you're traveling from one city to another, you usually don't get disoriented because there are signs all along the way. 10 miles to Leesburg, right? There's a sign you can, okay. But often when you're going from sickness to wellness or going from not having something to wanting it, you don't have any evidence, there are no signposts that are vivid and obvious to you other than the guidance of emotions. And so this knowledge that you are reaching for can come to you immediately when you accept that the way you feel is indication of your direction. In Hebrews 11:1, it says, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." Emily Cady, the great Unity teacher, expressed it like this. Faith takes hold of and molds the substance of things hoped for and brings into evidence or visibility that which is not yet seen. Now, to have and hold on to faith, we have to help it along a little bit, right? So I have here a song that's an old Johnny Mercer song that I want to emphasize this point. It's an old Johnny Mercer song, and let me see, I think I can pull it up here. And the song is Accentuate the Positive. Okay. You must know that, okay? So here's the song, and then we'll talk about it. See if I can hear.
You got to accentuate the positive and live. Put it the negative and latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. You got to spread joy up to the maximum and bring gloom down to the minimum and have faith. All pandemonium is liable to walk upon the scene.
To illustrate, his last remark,
my last remark, Jonah, whale, and Noah in the ark.
What did they do?
Just when everything seemed so dark. Man, they said we better accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative and latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, no, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Okay. I love that song. Cause, well, remember the first four lines. It says, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch onto the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. Now, I'm going to ask, which do you think is the most important? Now, there's no right answer, right? So, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch onto the affirmative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I know for me, the most challenging, and therefore maybe the most important, I'm not sure, is the in-between.
Mess with Mr. In-Between. Okay.
When I'm on that path, right?
Right,
and there's no sign.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right. So
for me.
Yeah.
Anybody?
I agree with Apostle.
Very
emphasizing.
Eliminating the negative. I just say that Abraham is now emphasizing the in-between.
Oh, yeah.
As the space that allows you to make the shift. Oh. That if you find the midpoint, which they're calling satisfaction, that you can easily shift to a higher vibration when you just move from dissatisfaction to satisfaction. So if you say, in this moment, life sucks, and then you say, but you know, I really like my home. I'm grateful that I have a warm, comfortable place to sleep. That's moving from dissatisfaction to satisfaction. And from there you can move up. But when you're focused on the negative, you can't get to a higher positive. And that's what Dave was saying earlier about the emotional scale.
Mm-hmm. Emotional scale, you got to just switch a little bit. But I agree. The most important from my perspective is that Mr. in between is doubt. Mm-hmm. And you gotta get away from doubt. From Abraham, she said, doubting is not far from disappointment, which is not far from disempowerment. Mm-hmm. Which means when you doubt something, your vibration is very far from the knowing of it. And by the time you reach this vibration of hoping, you've gone most of the distance. So you can go from hoping to believing, and quickly from believing to knowing. It's just a matter of staying focused a little longer. Ernest said, when prayer removes distrust and doubt and enters the field of mental certainty, it becomes faith, and the universe is built on faith. I love that quote.
Can you go back and do all those D's that everybody likes that? Doubt, disappointment.
Doubt is not far from disappointment. Which is not far from disempowerment. Which means when you doubt something, your vibration is very far from knowing it. And by the time you reach this vibration of hoping, you've gone most of the distance from hoping to believing, and quickly from believing to knowing. It's just a matter of staying focused a little longer. And Ernest said, when prayer removes distrust and doubt and enters the field of mental certainty, it becomes faith, and the universe is built on faith. Abraham Lincoln said, to believe in something you can see or touch is no belief at all, but to believe in the unseen is a triumph and a blessing. So live in the expectation that your path is unfolding in the wonderful way it's supposed to be. I recently saw a car bumper sticker which said, not all those who wander are lost, from J.R. Tolkien. And it reminded me of what Connie's beloved said. Wonder and wander. Remember, wonder and wander. Which means to live in the wonderment of all there is for you and wander over to the vibration of whom you really are. One with Source. Frolic with the Creator and watch the everyday miracles become the norm. Neville said, the whole of creation exists in you, and it's your destiny to become increasingly aware of its infinite wonders and to experience even greater and grander portions of it. So look through the eyes of Source. See the universe as it really is. One of my favorite Esther stories is, I'm paraphrasing this, she was walking down a path at her San Antonio home when she noticed the brightness of the sun made everything stand out so distinctly. The individual rays of the sun coming through the tree branches, the enhanced green color of the leaves, the glistening of a drop of water just about to fall from a leaf. The smell of the trees and the flowers was so delicious. She stopped and then she said, Abraham, is that you? And they answered, we're looking through your eyes. That's how to see the world as it really is. When you finally know that you are one with Source, all-knowing, all-powerful, all-present, then you become the mantra of the universe, which is, your wish is my command. You become the unconditional love you desire, and you become the unconditional lover you desire. Neville said, be still and know that you are that which you desire to be, and you will never have to search for it. What you know you are, you are. Ernest said you can attract only that which you mentally become and feel yourself to be in reality. Now, you can attract only that which you mentally become and feel yourself to be in reality. You have to feel that who you really are, and it will be there. It's always there. Abraham said everything that you live is a replication of how you've been feeling. Nothing happens that's separate from the way you feel. Everything happens as exactly corresponding to how you've been feeling. Well, what does this mean? A feeling is a vibration. So do we attract the feeling? Well, yes, yes. Let's go back to the emotional guidance system. Fear, sadness, anxiety, hope, optimism, positive expectation. These are all feelings. When we say we attract a like feeling or a like vibration, It means we're attracting a manifestation of a like vibration. Abraham says we attract something as good or gooder. The vibration of the manifestation is a like vibration to what you are feeling, or maybe even better. If you're thinking about your dream vacation, maybe a Mediterranean cruise or something, with or without Abraham, okay. Well, how does that feel? What will you be doing or experiencing? You know, you have to milk it. It's not good enough to just feel it, it's that you have to milk it. And what would it be like, and how it is like, and what does it feel, and what does it mean? I mean, that's what you need to get into. Neville said, live in the feeling of the wish fulfilled as if it has already manifested. Remember, the joy is in the journey. Happiness is not the destination, it's the path you're on. Which, Mary, reminded me of one line in your song when you said, I may never see the promised land, but there was another line, but...
Yeah, we'll make the journey.
Let's make the journey. It's the journey. It's not the outcome. It's the journey. It's the path, right? That's what it's about. So the joy you are expecting is the joy you are receiving. Abraham said, what you think and what you feel and what manifests is always a vibrational match. So moment by moment, maintaining the best vibrational stance that you can, reaching with the best feeling thought in the moment, and watching the results that start showing up at your door. Consciously changing to a better feeling thought and consciously noting the results. That's how belief changes to knowing. You see, you start to take credit for what comes into your life. Remember, as Abraham says, there's no intrusion, just inclusion. So whatever turns up in your life is an attraction from your vibrational set point. And you accept the responsibility of knowing its thoughts from you. Abraham says, it's always you, never them. No exceptions. No exceptions. So bask in the glory of knowing that you are in control. Okay? What comes to you emanates from your vibrational set point. That thoughts and mind come back to you in kind. The better feeling thoughts are the connection to source. That better feeling thoughts release resistance and set you in the direction of the best path of least resistance in the moment. Abraham says there are multiple paths in front of you. Your vibrational set point lights up the path of least resistance, the most similar vibration. That maintaining hope solidifies faith. That faith and trust cement your belief. That when belief and desire are one, manifestation will come. And then you know that life is good, that we live in a vibrational universe, that the universe has your back, that living now in the feeling of your wish fulfilled allows all your dreams to come true. That living in connection to source with joy and appreciation and love, kindness, happiness, all allows you to share in the power and the glory of source energy. This is the untapped powers in the self. That living in connection to source allows you to be the manifestation of the mantra of the universe, which is, your wish is my command. You know, Connie asked the beloved, how do you feel about me? Their answer was, we adore you. You are precious to us. We attend to your every thought and give you feedback about whether it serves you or not. We love you so much that you are always our focus of attention, just as everyone else is. You have your own non-physical team. We are your family, your angels, your coaches, your cheerleaders. We are your lovers, your parents, your employees, and your mentors. We love you, guide you, delight in you, and we want the very, very best for you in every moment. Now that's the essence of the untapped powers in the self. Having hope, faith, and believing in the oneness of you and your Creator, and knowing to consciously stay in connection to Source. As Abraham says, tuned in, turned on, tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to the vibration of source, which is appreciation, love, joy, kindness, happiness. Remember, as the beloved just said, you are always the focus of attention, just as everyone else is. That really caught me. You see, this is not just for Connie. We all, each of us, have our own personal 24/7 relationship with Source. Consistently, more and more, staying on the same wavelength, staying on the same wavelength as Source, staying in connection to the overflowing abundance of all that Source has for us. In Ape Talk, match the vibration of the lifetime's worth of your desires that are in your vortex. And like a magnet, one by one, in proper order, which the universe knows best, you will attract your desires. Think of the next situation as if it's unfolding in its magnificent way, in its proper perspective. So, let's go beyond our individual diversities for right now and conjure up Abraham saying, wouldn't it be nice if? What would it be like if? Think about this. What would it be like if we saw the world through the eyes of Source? If we knew that everything is as it's supposed to be? If we truly appreciated the past, the present, and the future, knowing the universe always has our back, knowing the universe, with the universe, we are co-creators of our reality, knowing we are loved beyond any human understanding, knowing that past, that all past non-physical entities are still concerned about us, rooting for us, and guiding us, knowing it's always the right time and the right place, always connected to love and light and spirit. If our love were truly unconditional, no judgments, no biases, no agendas, only giving out and receiving the vibration of love, experiencing love in everything, everyone, and every situation. Can't you feel the love radiating from Source to you, through you, surrounding you? The law of attraction bringing to you that which you give out. What a beautiful world of the highest potential. Abraham reminds us that well-being abounds. Getting into alignment with the Source allows your innate inheritance of well-being to flourish. Well-being mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. And getting into alignment with the Source allows you to share in the attributes of Source. Omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence. And remember, the only question is, are we going to allow ourselves to connect to the eternal power within? As Ernest says, the untapped powers in the self, who we really are. And when we connect, then we truly become the mantra of the universe. Your wish is my command. Thank you.